Blog Talk Radio.
1,000 of my people trying to party. 2 times for the party getting started. I feel spunky, babe. I'm spicy, babe. I'm not cocky, babe. I'm all that in the bag of chips. I'm cool, babe.
I'm cool, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
Like an icy, babe.
You might wife me, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Funkadelic by my girl Cash May. That is one of the artists that I'm pushing right now, that's on all the airwaves right now. And y'all definitely check her out, because she got a lot of big moves. And now we're going to go and tune in to the next artist. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, okay. Give your name out to the world.
Hey, world. My name is Monera. I'm a dancehall reggae artist.
Okay. So what made you start doing music?
Well, my musical journey started in Jamaica. That's where my music journey started. My cousin, which is my oldest cousin, he was the one that brought me into music. That's why I started doing dancehall music.
Okay, you know what? I had a artist named Junior P that's in Jamaica, And he got, I wanted to whoop him. He got in trouble for doing some stuff that he had no business doing. And he did a lot of big things. I had him on a lot of major shows with Elephant Man and Yeah, so he was on a lot of big movements out there in Jamaica and all over the world. His name was Junior P. So you might know who I'm talking about. Definitely. So go ahead.
No, I'm hearing you.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How long you been doing music?
Well, I've been doing music for over 15 years, but currently, like, been doing it seriously. I've been doing it for like over 10 years seriously, but I've been doing music all my life. Like I said, my oldest cousin, when I used to live in Jamaica, he used to bring me to the studio. So that's when I developed a passion and love for music.
Okay. And this song called Cups Up, tell us a little bit about that. What made you come up with that song and what made you come up with the title?
All right. Well, the song Cups Up was developed, me and my guy friends, like when we all be in the studio, we all be having a vibe and a buzz, you know, smoking, drinking at the same time. So my cousin, he had got a rhythm from a producer, and he was like, yo, I needed to hear this rhythm. This rhythm is hot. So he played the rhythm, and when he played the rhythm, I was like, yo, this rhythm is nice. So that's when everything all came together, because we was drinking Hennessy and Red Bull at the time. So
okay, Hennessy and Red Bull.
Yeah, so everything all came together. That's why I said cups of Hennessy, Red Bull, we are drink up. Bartender pour liquor in a mic up.
Okay. So introduce this song to the world. We're going to play it real quick, and then we're going to get back with you.
Okay, well, world, this is my new single called Cups Up, produced by PC. So thank you for listening, and yeah, Cups Up.
All right here on WMQP 107.3. FM on the Miss Chocolate Show.
Madenko.
Hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, tell me why you turn up. Hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, tell me why you turn up. Pops up. Can me feel tipsy, me tipped up. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, more liquor in a mic.
Drive them insane. Me sharp like scissors, so me leave no pain. Me no do the politics, stop with the campaign. It's a celebration, bring out the champagne. When me a pop bottles, liquor fall like rain. Me hear them a talk, them can't explain. Ebola virus, me them can't contain.
What me say?
All right. Okay, then. That song goes in, okay? And the beat is fire. Definitely. So, wow. So, your experience of doing music over the 15 years from Jamaica to the U.S., how was that? Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question again?
Yes, from your journey from Jamaica to the U.S., how was that by doing music? How was your journey through that as an artist?
I mean, it was kind of easy because, like I said, when I was in Jamaica, my eldest cousin, he the one that brought me into music. So when I had migrated to the United States, my other cousin, which is here, he also did music too. So it was very easy. So it was like I left one music from there, now I'm back into the music. So it was very easy to get into the studio and so on and so forth.
Okay. And as you, as the Jamaican artist, you know, reggae is like a hard field for artists to like really tap in when it comes to the music industry. So definitely, what was your experience as doing your music and collaborating and, you know, going forth with it?
Well, repeat the question again one more time.
Okay. For your experience going as a Jamaican artist, you know, reggae is a hard, like, it's more of a hard gender, you know, to tap into. Mm-hmm. How was it for you to experience as a Jamaican artist coming?
I mean, it's not really that hard. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't really experience it that hard because it's not that hard in Jamaica, and where I'm at right here in the tri-state area, it's a lot of cultural, soca, dancehall. So it's very easy.
Because
I'm very big in the Delaware scene, Philadelphia, New Jersey. Like my songs is actually picking up around a lot of places right now, and I'm doing a lot of shows.
Okay, and tell us a little bit of experience about the shows that you have done. Like where have you touched bases on? What grounds have you hit in what areas?
Well, I've just did a show last night. Actually, too. Freshly just did a show last night, but I've done the People's Festival, which is the Bob Marley Festival. That is like one of Delaware's biggest shows. So I have done that for the last 3 years consecutively. And then I've just been going to clubs, doing shows in clubs. It's just been a lot of journey. I've been moving around.
Okay. That's good, because normally when it comes to the music industry, they pick and choose. But your music hot, so they had no business but to pick your music up. we have a list. We have our folks right here. I wish you tuning in.
Okay.
People all over the world. Shout outs to everybody that's all over the world in the U.S., in Atlanta, Georgia, or anywhere you at, from overseas, Canada, to Mexico, to Puerto Rico and all. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that's tuning in to the Miss Chocolate Show, and to my listeners, I appreciate you. And to the new listeners, I definitely appreciate you for tuning in. And is there, so matter of fact, tell us how people can find your music.
Well, I'm on all platforms, all major platforms right now. You can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, AudioMack, YouTube, Vivo. I got my own Vivo channel. I'm not that hard to find. It's Monero Music _ on Instagram, all social media, TikTok.
All right, and he spelled it M-O-N-E-R-O. Okay, we have a lot. We have someone calling in, so we're going to go ahead and tap them in so they can join the airwave.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Chocolate. I had called earlier. I was talking to the other artist that you had on, and I wanted to ask this artist a question.
Okay, go ahead.
What inspires your music?
Your phone was kind of muffling a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. What inspires your music, and do you write your own lyrics, or is somebody writing for you? Do you make your own stuff? What inspires you to make music?
I write my own music. What inspired me to the music is the artist is before me, like the Bounty Killers, the Beanie Man, the Vibes Cartel, Movado. Yeah, you know, those artists that inspire me to do what I'm doing today.
Okay, and the most famous Islander you didn't mention.
Oh, Shabaran?
I'm curious about that. Nope.
Bob Marley?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm very inspired by Bob Marley also, yes. Yeah.
And
I
let me
also
ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was saying that I also do a lot of reggae and conscious songs also, as far as dancehall music.
Okay. Dancehall music?
Yeah. Well, because you know,
yeah.
Reggae and dancehall is kind of different. Like, reggae is a more smooth type of feel, like the Bob Marley type of feel, and then you have the modern dancehall, which is like the Elephant Man type songs, the Bounty Killers. That's dancehall music.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I've always wondered about this, in regards to Bob Marley. Is Bob Marley like the Michael Jordan of basketball in Jamaica? Is he like the one person that the standard is set by? So if not, meaning that people have to be like Bob Marley, but is that something that they aspire to? Because Bob Marley was world renowned.
Yeah.
Throughout the world.
Yeah.
He was the one Jamaican artist that he basically put Jamaican music on the map in the entire world. So if you went to Europe, you would hear Bob Marley. If you went to Germany, Istanbul, Amsterdam, it didn't matter where you went. To this day, they will put Bob Marley on, and it will clear the dance floor. Everybody be on the dance floor. Now, with that being said, do you guys look at that, you being the artist that you are now, do you look at that like, man, that's what it is? Or do you guys just trying to carve out a whole new area in what you're doing?
No, I would say that's exactly what it is, like what you said. And Bob Marley is the forefront. And I definitely do learn a lot of things from him.
Okay. And isn't his son Ziggy Marley? Is that his name?
That's one of his sons, yes.
But they never did amount to what Bob Marley amounted to, right? If I understand this correctly.
I'm not sure.
Okay. So what is your goal? And this is my last question. What is your goal in terms of what you're trying to do in the music industry? Are you just being creative and you just want to produce music that everybody loves? Or do you want to be that star-studded individual that's renowned throughout the world?
All the above. I want to change lives. I want to be an inspiration to a lot of people. I mean, I want to, one day when my son grow up, and say, oh, yes, that's my dad. My dad did it.
Okay. That's solid. Yeah. I love that. Hey, you have a son, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is he into music? Is that what he does, or does he do something different?
I mean, at the moment, he's young. He's only 3, but he's still musical inclined.
Okay. He's a babe in the woods. You don't even know anything right now. Now, my last question is, and this has nothing to do with music. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Usain Bolt, who is one of my favorite athletes?
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite runners too. He broke a lot of records and he set a lot of records.
And what about Elaine Thompson?
Oh yeah, she's good too.
She's my favorite sprinter. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call. And Miss Chocolate, thank you once again. I love you. I appreciate the fact that you give us a voice that we can call in and just, talk to your guests. I love that about your show. And I'm new to your show, but I will be a subscriber and be on the regular.
Thank you. Love you too, love. Thank you for the love.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thank you.
All right. You're welcome, my good man. You're welcome.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and play your song again. Go ahead and introduce it to the world.
Yeah, this song is called Cups Up. The video is out now on all major platforms. You're now listening to Miss Chocolate. This is Monira Cups Up.
All right, and we definitely don't want to forget to give a big shout-out to Patrick for tuning in on the show and calling in and giving out them good questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, tell me why you turn up. Turn up. Hands up, stand up. Tell me why you turn up. Turn up. Pops up, yeah, me feel tipsy, me tipped up. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, more liquor in a my cup.
Me a
talk about green. When me chat to a girl, me drive them insane. Me sharp like scissors, so me leave no pain. Me not do the politics, stop with the campaign. It's a celebration, bring out the champagne. When me a pop bottles, lick a fall like rain. Me hear them a talk, them can't explain. Ebola virus, me them can't contain.
What me say?
Cups up, cups up. Can me feel tipsy, me tips up. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender for a liquor in a mic up. Cups up.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. I just got off the phone with Jesse James, Mr. I Can Do Bad by Myself. I know a lot of people know that song. I will have him on the show at 4 p.m. Monday. So I'm looking forward for everyone to tap in to definitely listening to that live interview, because right there, Jesse James. I can do bad by myself. I don't need no help. Just started up. And that's one of the artists that I also helped get established. Now, back to Milo. Okay, then. That song, Cups Up, is going in. It's on fire. So tell everybody, how can they find you? And definitely, oh, hold on. We got a live caller. Hold on. Let me go ahead and tap them in. Hello, you live on air. Is there anything that you want to talk to the artist about?
Yeah. All right, how are you?
I'm just hello, how you doing? Artists,
you know, and I listen to the music. I follow him. You know, great artist. You know, just the one, you know, give him a call up to, you know, bless
okay.
him up.
Yeah. All right, bless. One
here, bless. Up yourself.
Respect, my G, respect.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Calling
cool.
from Jersey, you know? I listen to the music all the time. So.
Oh, that's just great.
Give me a shout out.
And shout yourself out.
Me, well, I'm, you know, Anthony from Jersey. You know, I don't want to say too much, just, you know, so I'm big up the artist. Live in Jersey. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, all right. So, Milo, bless the airway. Yes.
Yeah, Monero, yeah.
Monero, I'm going to say, excuse me, Marina. my bad.
Yeah,
Monero, you didn't mention your name. Marina.
Yeah, what?
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you can find me on Instagram, Monero Music underscore on Facebook, also on TikTok, and I'm on all major platforms. And like I said, the Cups Up video is out now on all major platforms, so you can go check it out. And I have a lot of music out also.
Okay. And spell your name out so everybody know how to look you up. Cause that's a name, and it's a tongue twister. If you saying it too fast, you'll mess it up. Cause I was like, hold on, I want to say more money, yo.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's like it's all right. It's like when they're saying money. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can say money, you just drop off the wire and said Monero. You get me? You get me?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna catch y'all with it. That's one of my one of. Yes. So I'm definitely, I apologize. I was looking in the chat room.
Yeah, but so, for everybody, the spelling is M-O-N-E-R-O, Monero.
Yes. That's totally a name that stands out, and that's definitely a nice brand name too. So what made you come up with that name?
No, this is a funny story. I got that name Monero from my cousin when I came here to America, because in Jamaica they used to call me Shizzy. So I was saying that it was a lot of artists had the name Shizzy. Like when you type Shizzy in on YouTube, it'll be a lot of different artists come up. So my cousin was like, we need to find a name for you. We're very different but unique at the same time. So that's when him came up with the name Monero. So I got that name Monero from my cousin, which is also an artist, and his name is Marbreeze.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's definitely a different name and a unique name. But I'm gonna get it right. Don't be laughing at me. I'm gonna get it right now. I'm gonna get it right. Yeah, so I definitely appreciate you calling in. Okay, we got another caller. Hold on. I think this is Patrick.
It's still me.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Monero, mm-hmm. What do you like about the United States and what do you don't like about the U.S.?
I mean, I like everything about the U.S. is, I can tell you this is very different from where I came from. There always a lot of opportunities here than I could get from back home.
Do you like the food here, or do you like the Jamaican food, bun, the jerk chicken, the red snapper, the plantain, or is it better here or is it better there?
I mean, it's going to be better there because it's very authentic. Everything here is like processed.
Okay. And also, you guys do oxtails. I go to a Jamaican restaurant, so I know the menu.
Yeah.
Y'all oxtails be off the scale. Ooh-wee. Man. And I'm going to tell you, Miss Chocolate.
Yes, sir.
If you have never been to a Jamaican restaurant, whenever you go, order oxtails.
Oh, yeah, I know. It depends on which Jamaican restaurant you go to, too, down here.
Yeah. Get them oxtails, man. See, I'm in Georgia. I'm in Metro Atlanta. So
okay.
I know the spots to go to get them oxtails. Ooh-wee. Boy, them Jamaicans can do them oxtails. And Miss Chocolate, you got to do the red snapper. Because Monero, you guys do the red snapper with the you guys do the red snapper with the carrots, the onions.
Oh, escabeche.
Yes. Man, that is so good. That's actually for me, that's better than the oxtails. And Monero, tell her to get that red snapper with the sliced carrots and the onions and the sauce on it.
Yeah.
Oh, scotch bonnet.
Y'all making me hungry over here.
That's that good stuff right there. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Boy, they can make that red snapper. Good Lord.
Monero, can you do it? Can you cook?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can make everything that he just said I can make.
That's
yeah,
a staple
a lot of...
in this chocolate. That's a staple
in Jamaica.
You got to be able to cook.
I know that y'all guys ate the oxtail with the did y'all ever try the curry oxtail?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I need to try that.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I know you guys, Monero, I know you guys like the curry goat, Miss Chocolate.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the curry goat?
Oh, no. I need to try that, too. Y'all got me over here hungry.
Yeah, you got the curry oxtails, you got the curry goat, and then, Monero, what's the rice dish that you guys use? Because it's like the Puerto Rican rice, which is the rice and peas,
no,
but y'all do it a little differently.
Yeah, so we use jasmine rice.
There you go. That's
yeah.
It. Oh, Miss Chocolate.
Yeah.
You're missing out. That's the joy. Man. You get the Jamaican rice, and then, Monero, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys always serve everything with the fried plantains, and then you get the either the snapper or you get the oxtails with that. And man, ooh wee, you might hurt yourself that one.
Oh wow. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting there eating and somebody gonna have to come in and grab you from behind and pull you away from the table, and then the next thing you know, you done passed out because you in a food coma.
Oh yeah, it'll put you in comatose, huh?
But then the Jamaicans, they know how to eat it. So they eat and then they drink, and then they party, and then they play music, and they just keep going.
Yeah, you can't sit down.
Monero know what I'm talking about. They just keep going. They just eat and keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay,
but
okay.
Thank you for taking my call again. I'm going to get off of here. And I'm going to continue listening. And Monero, I wish you the best in terms of your music and everything that you're doing. I listened to the soundtrack. I listened to your track. And you sound good. You remind me of, and I don't say this to say that you sound like him, but you remind me of, who was that dude that made that American song? Oh, I'm the Bombasta. What was that? Oh, man. I don't.
Is it Mad Lion? You talking about Mad Lion? Mad Lion?
Yes. I think that's who it is.
Mad Lion?
Yeah, Mad Lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Monero, and I think it was a couple of others. It was a couple of others, Jamaicans, who went mainstream in the United States. Well, they didn't go mainstream, but their songs went mainstream, and it became very popular. But, you know, I love the Jamaican music because, Monero, before you guys go, I want you to share with the audience how the Jamaican music is actually rooted in Africa. A lot of people don't know that. Right?
Yeah, it's very,
or
it's
am
very
I wrong?
Big over there.
Or am I wrong?
No, it's very big over there in Africa. The dancehall market over there is very big.
There you go.
And they call it Afrobeat over there.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet. Well, we do have South Africa tapped in with us, so shout out to South Africa and Nigeria and Ghana and everybody that's over there in the U.S. I'm going to say the whole overseas, because all the islands. Definitely big shout outs to everybody that's tuning in all over there and in the U.S. and Canada, Mexico, everywhere, because we got a lot of listeners tuning in, and I definitely appreciate everyone for calling in and listening in and definitely tapping in with the show. And big shout out to you, Patrick, for definitely calling in and asking those marvelous questions, those great questions.
I appreciate that. And do me a favor, Miss Chocolate.
Yes.
I got some ideas for you.
Okay.
If you could shoot me your email.
Okay.
And we can converse, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind. Definitely don't mind about ideas.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, love. And thank you for calling in.
All right. Talk to you guys later. And have a wonderful weekend.
You as well, love.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Marlo. So go ahead.
Monero.
My bad. Moreno. Look, see, every time I try to say it fast, it comes out wrong. So let me say it slowly. Don't laugh at me.
Monero.
Say it again.
Monero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Monero.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I got you. Okay. That name that's like a tongue twister if you say it too fast. So I'm on the radio station, so when I say it, it's okay. I'm glad you know your name. So that's what's up. Is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to, or you know, anything that you want to put out there to the world?
Oh yeah, I want to give a special thanks for you for having me on your show. I really appreciate that. I want to thank the Father God above and all my family and friends and my fans out there that have been supporting me. And I appreciate you too, and over there in Africa also.
All right. That is Monero. I said it right this time, y'all, so y'all can't laugh at me, okay? Y'all heard it right here. And go ahead and give your social media and how we can find your music again.
Yeah, so it's Monero Music, spelled MoneroMusic _ on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok.
Okay. And how is it on all the social media? I mean, not social media, but...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
All the platforms.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to go ahead and sign out. Chocolate Show, and y'all heard live on air the live interview with Monero, and I said it right. Okay then. What's up, baby? On WMQP
100.3
FM, baby.
Monero, hands up, stand up. Me a tell you, tell me why you turn up. Hands up, stand up. Tell me why you turn up. Pops up. Yeah, me feel tipsy, me tipped up. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, more liquor in a my cup. I'm a fortune.
caution net. Bank account strong, so me not fi flex. When me say let me fly, I'm not charter jet.
Cops up, cops up. Yeah, me feel tipsy, me top. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, boy, liquor in a mic up. Cops up, cops up, cops up, cops up. Yeah, me feel tipsy, me top. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, boy, liquor
in a mic up. Me get a whole lot of bird, me a tabo green. When me chat to a girl, me drive them insane. Me sharp like scissors, so me leave no pain. Me no do the politics, stop with the campaign. It's a celebration, bring out the champagne. When me a pop bottles, liquor fall like rain. Me hear them a talk, them can't explain. Ebola virus, me them can't contain.
What me say?
Cops up, cops up. Yeah, me feel tipsy, me top. Hennessy, Red Bull, me a drink up. Bartender, boy, liquor in a mic.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Slam the track, man it's so tough.
Alright yo, put the belly on the bike, make a cut. She no watch, now she wanna give. Boy got peas, now she hopping in the pod. Man a real life sugar gal, I might forget what. When she want dark, told her meet me at the top. Switching lanes the other day, I seen her waiting for a bus. Maybe this a Moncler sweater, diesel denim. Buying over with my pockets fat like heather. Neck froze like I don't know no better. Benzo truck, white seats and they leather. Go broke never, on my grind. She make it clap like I'm Busta Rhymes. I got the juice, the sauce and all them things. I blammed her twice a night with all my bling. Big Benz, I drive, I brought that thing. Any girl you want, they were my team.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go off. Slam the track, man it's so tough. Flood my eyes, blush. Back at the tour bus, getting cool up. D-square, got them de-stressed. Got a hand wash, new racks with the old Nikes in the shoebox. Keep my stripes. No cuss, pull up in a new plate, then she might just. She went tryna move bait when her eyes locked. New tints on her coupe, that's a head loss. Off my whites, right my wrongs. Did she my mum, why you to do your thumbs? Count my sums, this is gonna get long. Love my green, I'm tryna get strong. Tryna get fun, where I'm from is fun, yes. Man don't take no dumb threats. They see funds, they hop fence. We been up, not up, next.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. We can go bust, eye for eye. We can lose trust, white rum, fizzy pop. Where you they go, go, we they go up. Catch my vibe, let me go up. Slam the track, man it's so tough.
And introduce
them.
The one and only
Big Chop.
Party people, party people, can you get funky? So sign it for, can you get funky? The Zulu Nation, can you get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the funk.
Trying to find it, yeah, I mean.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in all over the world, and definitely for Patrick for definitely calling in and giving some of that good questions for the talent that was on air. And I appreciate the world for definitely supporting me, and definitely for being tuned in to WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show. See y'all tomorrow at the same time. And I got some good guests coming up tomorrow. Kim T and the Frat House podcast. And then Monday will be Jesse James, Mr. I Can Do Bad By Myself. Barry, the legend, Mr. James. Okay? So y'all definitely keep rocking with your girl. You never know who I'm going to bring on the show. Right here on WMQP 107.3.